This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Beverly Brennan, respondent, versus Harris Stowe, State University appellant, decided September 16, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. Beverly Brennan, no ED1917, respondent, appeal for M the Circuit Court of City of St. Louis versus Cause number 16-2, CC1492, Harris Stowe, State University, Honorable Thomas A. McCarthy, Appellant. Filed September 16, 2025. Opinion: this appeal comes before us after Beverly Brennan, won a jury verdict on her claim of hostile work environment based on Sex 1 against Harris Stowe State University, Following the verdict and the circuit court's judgment awarding attorney's fees, the university filed a motion for judgment, notwithstanding the verdict, JNOV, or in the alternative for a new trial, alleging Brennan failed to present substantial evidence of the essential elements of her hostile work environment claim. The circuit court denied the university's MOT ION, finding Brennan made a submissible case and noting that although the university won, while Brennan uses the words gender and sex interchangeably in her charge of discrimination and petition, this court readily understands her argument to be that of discrimination on the basis of sex under the MHRA. Two presented evidence to rebut Brennan's allegations, the jury was free to disbelieve some or all the evidence presented. We agree, the circuit court's judgment is affirmed. Added Ionali, Brennan filed two separate motions requesting this court, one, award her attorney's fees and costs on appeal, should we deem her the prevailing party, and two, strike Brennan's deposition testimony submitted as Exhibit 3 of the university's reply brief. This court grants Brennan's request for attorney's fees and costs on appeal, as she is the prevailing party, as defined in paragraph 213.111.2. Two, we deny Brennan's motion to strike her deposition testimony. Background: prior to this lit EGOT ION, the university employed Brennan as a full-time faculty member in the College of Arts and Science, where she taught speech and theater for 2 decades. On March 11, 2016, Brennan filed a charge of discrimination with the Missouri Human Rights Commission. In her charge, Brennan alleged that the university discriminated and retaliated against her in violation of the Missouri Human Rights Act, MHRA, Title 7 of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, and the Age Discrimination Employment Act because of 1. Her race, 2. Her sex, 3. Her age, 4. For reporting unlawful harassment of students, and 5. In retaliation for participating in a co-worker's discrimination investigation. Among other allegations, Brennan claimed the university refused to promote her or honor her tenured status because of her race and sex. She further contended there were other non-African-American female employees whom she believed the university discriminated against as well. Moreover, in her charge, Brennan alleged that the discriminatory actions began in January 2010 and that discriminatory conduct was ongoing. 2. All statutory references are to RSMO 2016 unless otherwise indicated. The MHRA has since been amended effective August 28, 2017. However, Brennan filed her petition prior to these amendments. Thus, we analyze this case using the pre-2017 amended statutory language. 3. The commission granted Brennan the right to file suit, and on December 8, 2016, Brennan filed a petition against Defendants University and 2 employees, Dr. Latif Adelani, Dean of the College of Arts and Science, and Dr. Dwayne Smith, Provost and Vice President for Academic Affairs, pursuant to paragraph 213.10. In Brennan's petit ion, she pleaded that she was a member of a protected class by stating, by virtue of her gender as a female, is a member of a class of persons protected by the Missouri Human Rights Act. She also pleaded that she was subject to unwelcome harassment based on her sex by experiencing conduct that has the effect of unreasonably interfering with her work performance and that adversely affected the terms, conditions, and/or privileges of her employment with the university. Brennan also pleaded that the conduct was not limited to the acts described in her petition. Brennan pleaded her gender was, at the very least, a contributing factor in defendants' disparate treatment of her. Further, Brennan pleaded that the defendants knew or should have known about the discriminatory conduct, which she alleged was severe and or pervasive, such that a reasonable person would find her work environment to be hostile and or abusive. Finally, Brennan pleaded the university, in effect, condoned, ratified, and or authorized the gender discrimination and retaliation against her by Dr. Adelani and or Dr. Smith. At trial, several people testified, including Brennan, Dr. Adelani, Dr. Smith, and other current and former university FA.